Good to see everyone. My message today is indeed entitled, Why Words Matter. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Interestingly enough, we never say that except when someone is hurting us with words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Trying to sort of convince ourselves that words don't hurt, but they do. Words can cut like a knife. The book of Proverbs understands this. It says, there are those whose words cut like a sword. And Buddha tells us that words have the power to both destroy and heal. Anyone who has been on the receiving end of a bully's wrath knows that words are as blunt as stones and as sharp as a honed stick. We should know better than to repeat the old adage about sticks and stones. But we don't seem to fully grasp the power of words sometimes. How about this? By a show of hands, and only if you're willing to, is there anyone out there that ever got picked on or bullied? Okay, leave your hands up. Now continue leaving them up if the bullying didn't hurt you at all. Okay, yeah, that's what I kind of expected. Years ago, Amanda Cummings, who says her interests are animals and poetry, shopping and Katy Perry music, summer afternoons by the swimming pool and excursions to Manhattan to where she hopes to live one day. She was, what many people didn't really know about Amanda was that she was the subject of some pretty severe bullying. Well, it wasn't really all that severe, but in person or on Facebook, she was always being berated for her unwillingness to conform. As a natural blonde, she dyed her hair black, she pierced her lip, wore high heels to school, and lots of makeup. At New Dorp High School, that kind of a self-expression was not well accepted. As her cousin said, kids didn't like her because she didn't follow the crowd. Several years ago, on December 1, she wrote this on Facebook. Then I'll go kill myself with these pills, this knife, this life already done half the job. Then on December 27th, with a suicide note in her hand, she stepped out onto a busy street in front of a bus. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Words will never hurt me. Bones will heal, but the cut of the right word might fester for a lifetime, could even end a life. Never forget, words are powerful. Part of the reading that I'll do today at the 11:15 service compares our tongues with bits that you would put in a horse's mouth. It is curious to consider how our tongues are like a bit in a horse's mouth. The reading also then compares the human tongue to the rudder of a ship. Are those two, bits and rudders, different? Something to consider. Then that reading says, so also the tongue is a small member, yet boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is a fire. It's interesting to consider the difference between seeing words as a bit or a rudder, and then seeing them as a fire. The first two are about control. Fire, on the other hand, is not always controllable. So my question that I ask myself, is there anything to learn from the differences of those? And it may be that what that reading is getting at is you can't take words back. You can steer them by carefully choosing them. That'd be the bit part. And you can use them to steer or to guide you. That would be the rudder part. But once you have said them, Once you have said them, they are like a fire. And even the smallest word can set the world on fire, for good or for bad. The simple little words, love your neighbor as yourself, has changed lives for the better every day. And simple little unkind words push people to suicide every day. Our words matter. They not only shape who we are, they can make all the difference in the world, for good or for bad. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can change my brain. Our words matter. Not just because of the fire that they can become, not just because they can change lives and even the world for better or for worse, but because they can change us for better or for worse. As we've already discussed, our words are powerful, powerful things. But there is something behind our words that are more powerful, our thoughts. The reason that we say the words. If we build someone up, there are sponsoring thoughts behind our words that define us as people who love others and wish to see them happier, better, healthier. If we gossip or speak poorly of others, there are sponsoring thoughts behind our words that define us as people who judge others, maybe see ourselves as better or more important than others. Our words are powerful. They're not just something we steer like a bit in the mouth of a horse. They're not just things that determine the direction we go in life like the rudder of a ship. They are the hands that mold and shape our very souls. They not only shape our souls for good or bad, but they reveal the shape. They reveal the shape of our souls for good or bad. According to Andrew Newberg, a medical doctor, and Mark Robert Waldman, words can literally change your brain. In their book, Words Can Change Your Brain, they write, a single word has the power to influence the expression of genes that regulate physical and emotional stress. It's actually a very interesting finding. Positive words such as peace and love can alter the expression of genes, strengthening areas in our frontal lobes and promoting our brain's cognitive functions. See, according to the authors, they propel the motivational centers of the brain into action and they build resiliency. Now, conversely, hostile language can disrupt those specific genes that play a part in the production of neurochemicals that protect us from stress. See, humans are sort of hardwired to worry. It's part of our primal brains protecting us from threats to our survival. So our thoughts naturally go there first. However, a single negative word can increase the activity in our amygdala. Now this, what it does is it releases dozens of stress-producing hormones and nanotransmitters, which then interrupt our brain's functioning. And this is especially true, and this is the interesting part, especially true when it comes to logic, reason, and language. Angry words, they say, send alarm messages throughout the brain and practically shut down the logic and reason centers located in our frontal lobes. They say that using the right words can transform our reality. According to them, by holding a positive or optimistic word in your mind, you can stimulate your frontal lobe activity. That area includes specifically language centers that connect directly to the motor cortex responsible for motivating you into action. And as their research has shown, the longer you concentrate on positive words, the more your brain can begin to function in other areas more positively. Functions in the parietal lobe start to change. which changes your perception of yourself and the people that you interact with. A positive view of yourself, will actually bias you towards seeing the good in others, whereas a negative self-image will include you in having suspicion and doubt towards others. Over time, the structure of your thalamus will also change in response to your conscious words, your thoughts, your feelings. And they, the authors, they believe that the thalamatic changes affect the way that you actually perceive reality. I guess the lesson to learn here is choose your words wisely. Not solely because of what they say about other people, but because of what they say about you and about how they will shape you. If you know you have been less than loving in the words you use and maybe feel a bit bad about what they may be saying about you right now, don't worry about it. Take heart. I have sort of good news. You can change all of that. From this moment forward, just choose your words more carefully. Like the bit in the mouth of a horse, you can choose the way they go. Good or bad, positive or negative. If you use them to build people up, all the people that you speak about, you'll find that at the same time you're building yourself up and bettering yourself in the process. The best news of all, I suspect, is that as we grow our souls into more loving, caring, and accepting souls, we grow ourselves closer to God, the universe, the greater good. And that is what our spiritual journeys are all about.